And when we talk to this chapper, it's either about Dewsbury or about Australia. So you'd pray something like this.
Yep. Merchant.
Standard. Yep. But now he's head coach of Jamaica for rugby league. Ladies and gentlemen, head coach of Jamaica, good morning, Glenn Morrison.
Hey, mate, how are you, boss?
I'm really good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Good after yesterday. Yeah, the boys are buzzing. The stuff now in Dublin was a bit cold, but yeah, after a great win like that, you can't get a smile off everyone's face.
It was a spectacular win yesterday against Ireland, and you know, in historic as well. Really, could you sort of quite contemplate how big a win you got yesterday?
Now, well, obviously, this is a new setup. It's the first game together with the UK sort of setup with the Jamaican side, and we just wanted to go there and compete and do our best, and then to get a win, and then. And to get it off the such measures that we did, it's outstanding. So I think it's the first win Jamaica's had since 08 or 09 against the one against South Africa. So I think there's only one or two boys that's involved in the squad now that have tasted a win. So yeah, they went down well, mate.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, and not a bad place for your first game over in Ireland at the Bray, and then obviously I would imagine a couple of pints of Guinness afterwards just to celebrate.
It'd be rude not to, wouldn't it? the boys are out celebrating. They had a few Guinness, a bit of a dance in the Irish bars, but we didn't go too silly. We got Wales. Wales this week, so we've got to switch back on, try and put up another performance, but yeah, they definitely got some celebration.
Yeah, too right. And as you say, you've got Wales coming up this week, and so you're back over here and back at one of your old stomping grounds at Wakefield.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, so Friday night we got the worst game against John Key here at Wakefield, so we hopefully we get a bit of a bit of support, get some exposure for the team and for that game, and get some people cheering them on. And that's the whole idea of what we've tried to do this UK branch, to try and get more games for the Jamaican team and try and get some exposure, try and raise the international ranking, raise their game back over in the island. So yeah, if we can get some people out there wearing our colours, cheering us on, it'll be great.
Glenn, it's Derek here. I mean, what's the Jamaican game like back in sort of Kingston and that sort of thing? Is it a growing game, rugby league?
Yeah, it is. It's still amateur. It is amateur. Romeo's over there doing a great job. He's been doing it for a long time, trying to grow the game. But yeah, we need to get the game the ranking up a little bit, international ranking up, so we can get a bit more funding into the Jamaican rugby, so we can grow out a bit more, get some boys over, do a bit of coaching, and just to give them a bit more basics. So hopefully if we can get it raised enough, we might be able to pull one or two over and bring them over here and get them into some professional teams.
At what point, fingers crossed, because I reckon we're going to need to cover it, at what point are you going to have your first home game in Kingston? Because I'm thinking we need to come over with you, Glenn, and cover this.
Yeah, I've already had a few people wanting to know. just get bag carriers if we get a game over in Jamaica. So, don't worry, I'll put it through, boys. Is it a bit warmer than it is here at the moment?
Good man. Listen, good luck for this weekend, and congratulations for yesterday. Thanks for joining us this morning. Safe travels back. Cheers, Glenn.
Thanks, boys.
I think Glenn Morrison in some sort of windy. Yeah. Ireland's very windy this morning,
just,
I think.
Just a bit, yeah.
Just a little bit.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power, and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available.